On the final journey, one size doesn't fit all. September 28, 2003 by Warren S. T. John. Perhaps nowhere is the issue of obesity in America more vividly illustrated than at Goliath Casket of Lynn and specialty manufacturers of oversized coffins. There one can see a triple-wide coffin 44 inches across, compared with 24 inches for a standard model. With extra bracing, reinforced hinges and handles, the triple-wide is designed to handle 700 pounds without losing what the euphemism happy funeral industry calls its integrity. When Keith and Julaine Davis started Goliath Casket in the late 1980s, they sold just one triple-wide each year. But times, along with waistlines, have changed. The Davises now ship 4 or 5 triple-wide models a month, and sales at the company have been increasing around 20% annually. The Davises say they base their design specifications not on demographic studies so much as on simple observations of the world around them. "It's just going to local restaurants or walking in a normal Walmart," Mrs. Davis said. "People are getting wider, and they're getting thicker." Like the airline industry, which was warned in May that passengers were heavier than they used to be and was asked to adjust weight estimates accordingly, the funeral industry is retooling to make room for ever larger Americans. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that 20% of American adults are obese, up from 12.5% in 1991. Of those 70 and older, the demographic that most interests the funeral industry, 17% are obese. Despite the numbers, nearly every aspect of the funeral industry, from the size of coffins to vaults, graves, hearses, and even the standardized scoop on the front end loaders that cemeteries use for grave digging, it is called a grave bucket, is based on outdated estimates about individual size. "Many people in this country no longer fit in the standard size casket," said David A. Hazlett, the president of Astral Industries, a coffin builder in Indiana. "The standard size casket is meant to go in the standard size vault, and the standard size vault is meant to go into the standard size cemetery plot. Everyone in the industry is aware of the problem." The Woodlawn Cemetery in the Bronx recently increased its standard burial plot size to 4 feet wide from 3 feet to accommodate wider burial vaults, and the cemetery's newest mausoleum has 4 crypts designed especially to hold oversized coffins. The Cremation Association of North America has begun providing special training to its members in the handling of obese bodies. And hearse manufacturers are pushing the limits of design to make their vehicles ever wider and with bigger rear doors. If a funeral home calls looking to buy a hearse, that's one of the first things they ask: "How wide is it?" said Terry Logan, the head of marketing at Federal Coach in Fort Smith, ARC, which sells 250 hearses a year. "That's the biggest selling point in our industry." Despite these changes, critics say the funeral industry has not done enough. Families of obese decedents often have to wait several days for coffins, and the cost of burial for the obese, which can include surcharges for embalming and transportation, typically exceeds standard burials by $800 to $3,000. It's not exactly rocket science that people have been getting larger. That's been well known for 30 years, said Alan Stedham, the executive director of the International Size Acceptance Association, an advocacy group for the obese. "People are living larger, and they're dying larger, and industries have to adapt to that situation." George Lemke, the executive director of the Casket and Funeral Supply Association, said that shape more than weight determined whether someone would require an oversized coffin. "But for people of average height," he said, "those above 300 pounds are likely candidates. Many families are unaware their relatives will need a special coffin until a funeral director measures the body and informs them. Some then face difficult choices." Grace Murdock of Evanston, ill, said that in 1999, when her mother died weighing 340 pounds, the family could not afford an oversized coffin and opted for cremation. "Because of our faith and our religious belief, we would have preferred to have buried her," she said. Ms. Murdock herself weighs 400 pounds, and she said the experience had affected her own funeral plans. "I'd prefer to be buried," she said. but I wouldn't say to my family, you have to bury me, because I wouldn't want them to be in a bind if they couldn't afford it. For the severely obese, though, cremation may not be an option. Jack Springer, the executive director of the Cremation Association of North America, said most crematoria cannot handle bodies over 500 pounds. One way that some companies have responded is by reducing the thickness of their coffin sides and the profiles of their handles so they can hold larger bodies but still fit in a standard vault. Cemetery owners have less flexibility. Many cemeteries were plotted years ago, and in the more crowded cemeteries, burial vaults are lined up wall to wall, not unlike seats on an airliner, to maximize potential sales. And just as on a plane, it is impossible to buy an extra half a seat. If we have someone who is oversized, we may have to go larger than the actual grave space permits, said William Wright, the vice president of Fairlawn Cemetery in Hutchinson. Can the family would have to own it. The issue can be especially complicated when the deceased has pre-purchased a site, but cannot fit in it. For funeral directors and grieving families, discussions over the deceased's weight can be especially awkward. Tim King, an undertaker at the Tough Child Meyer Funeral Home in Goshen, Ohio, said, "When you tell a family that just lost a loved one that their loved one is too big for a casket, what they hear is you saying, 'Mom or Dad is fat,'" he said. Mr. King said, the weight issue had given rise to a new euphemism. "We say, 'Mom's not going to look comfortable in that casket,'" he said. "The family knows we mean, 'Mom won't fit.'" Families that have buried large relatives say it is important to compare funeral homes, since some funeral directors with more experience burying the obese can perform the task at a lower cost. Lois Carrer, whose brother-in-law John Carrer of Loveland, Ohio, died last spring at 52, of heart failure, at 696 pounds, said the first undertaker the family spoke to said Mr. Carrer would require a custom casket, a custom burial vault, and two funeral plots, which together cost $20,000. The Carrers eventually found another funeral director who could fit Mr. Carrer into a ready-made coffin from Goliath, and a local cemetery agreed to fit the coffin in a single plot by positioning it slightly off-center. The cost of the funeral came to $7,921.74. People need to be aware there are other options, MRS. Carrer said. "We kind of lucked out." Mr. Hazlett, the coffin maker from Indiana, said he expected the coffin industry to continue courting the oversized market. "The economic opportunity exists until the country changes," he said. "We are just reacting to the supersizing of America."